Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5.30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. The Taoiseach says fuel protesters are not speaking for the people of Ireland and should stand down their action across the country. Fuels for Ireland says it will take up to a week before four courts are close to operating as normal again. A boil water notice remains in place for the Culdaff water supply and Three Glens water scheme over 7 weeks after its first introduction. And Educate Together has welcomed the publication of figures by the Minister for Education and Youth following a national survey of parents whose children are in religious-run schools. All these stories in full and more coming up, and we'll have a full sports update from Mark Gallagher at around a quarter to six. But first, the Taoiseach says fuel protesters are not speaking for the people of Ireland and should stand down their actions across the country. Ministers have been meeting haulage, farming and employer groups this evening, promising increased fuel supports, but only if the blockades end. A number of protesters were denied entry to the meeting earlier. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government will engage with legitimate sectoral interest groups only.
They're self-appointed, essentially. We cannot accept a situation where self-appointed people dictate or determine who gets on, who can drive on a motorway, or who can access support or egress support. Or we can't accept that, and I don't accept it. And that's a self-appointed group, not democratically elected. I would invite all of those people to go for election.
John Dallin is one of the protesters. He says demonstrations will continue.
We are the voice for the people of Ireland. This shouldn't be where it is to the extent that it is. And like, I mean, it's the government that's holding this country to ransom, not the protesters. We are having a peaceful protest, and we have a constitutional right to be able to have peaceful protests.
Well, more locally, Aintu's chair in Donegal says the protests are coming from the people and the government must listen. Rebecca McDade was speaking on today's Greg Hughes Show.
It's people power. Here we go again. The people are sick and tired of being ignored. They're not being listened to. When you have that type of a situation, it's the people power that standing up and speaking out is, I think, what's going to prevail at the end of the day. I think the government has got to see common sense. They have got to be able to speak to the people. It's not just a certain few that they choose to talk to, but they've got to talk to those who have organised the protests in Dublin as well.
That's been echoed by 100% Redress Deputy Charles Ward. He told Greg Hughes the ministerial meetings today are little more than a PR exercise.
And you could just tell this is a PR stunt. These organisations are for the lorry drivers and the farmers who are at the top end of the scale. But the people underneath, the contractors who are servicing these industries, who have been left behind. But this is an organic movement that has sprung from frustration. There'll be more to come if they keep on going the way they're going, because our carers are at the pin of their collars, our fishermen, especially in Donegal, our industry's been destroyed. And what they do is they strip us of everything and then they give you a little bit back and say, be thankful for it. It's not good enough. The way they've handled this and the way they've treated these protesters and the way they've weaponized it, basically threatening them with the army, this is a damage limitation for them now. So no matter what they come forward with, there's a certain element where they're going to be weakened. They know this. They've handled this horrendously. And now, if they do not do the right thing by the people, this will continue. And then you're going to see absolute chaos prevail over the next few weeks if they keep on going the way they're going. And it's about saying you've made a mistake and acknowledging the mistake. But the government won't do that because there is an arrogance in there that can be seen. And the way that these protesters have been treated, they're not criminals. They have the right to protest. And threatening them with the army, it says it all. I was absolutely disgusted yesterday when I seen this.
Meanwhile, Fuels for Ireland says it will take up to a week before four courts are close to operating as normal again, even if protests end today. Blockades remain in place at main depots in Galway and Limerick and the country's only oil refinery in County Cork. The body warns if current conditions continue, there could be up to 500 petrol stations out of stock by tonight. CEO Kevin McPartland is hopeful it doesn't come to that, but says once a disruption of this scale takes hold, there is no instant relief.
I think if we go through the weekend and the talks aren't successful, then I would hope that the promised enforcement action from the state to clear routes to fuel terminals that would allow us to get the fuel out would occur. So really speaking, I can't imagine that we get to the weekend without some improvement in the situation.
A boil water notice remains in place for the Culdaff water supply and the Three Glens water scheme over 7 weeks after its first introduction. Around 1,300 households and businesses are affected, with Uisce Éireann saying that remedial works are continuing at the water treatment plant and monitoring of the supply is ongoing in consultation with the HSE. The Cathaoirleach of Inishowen Municipal District has hit out at what he says is Uisce Éireann's lack of engagement and also the slow progress of rectifying the issues. Councillor Martin McDermott wants Uisce Éireann to come to the area for a meeting.
I think we need representatives from Irish Water to come down to Culdaff, that particular area, Culdaff, Carramina, Lakeamy, that the Glen, that whole area that this is affects, and explain to us exactly what has happened and the timelines around how long it's going to take to get this started. And that's something that I will be asking Irish Water for this weekend. I'm going to write to them and ask them, would they come to a meeting in the Culdaff area and meet us face to face and explain to us exactly what the problem is.
And I was speaking with Councillor McClafferty and his frustration around Gola Islands. Boy water notice, it seems to be a county-wide problem for this. Should it be a county-wide response in the plenary meetings?
It needs to be a county-wide response, but the problem is now that when we do take these things to our own council meetings and to Lifford or wherever we may take it, just fired back to that needs to go to Irish Water, and Irish Water needs to make a response, where the local authority doesn't have any engagement or any responsibility anymore in relation to situations like this with water. And I think, that has been damaging. That's something that I think has been a backward step. I think our local authorities still should have had some engagement and some input. That seems to have lost its way, and it seems to be, it's just Irish Water only now. And I think, as I say, that's not the right direction that we should be going in, but it's the direction of what has happened over the last number of years. But I think that Irish Water, as a body, needs to be a lot more forefront when it comes to these issues, particularly with ourselves as public representatives and particularly with the community that this affects most of all.
Educate Together has welcomed the publication of figures by the Minister for Education and Youth following a national survey of parents whose children are in religious-run schools across the country. The survey showed 40% would prefer a multi-denominational primary school, while in Donegal the figure is just under 30%. Edward Platt is Schools Development Officer for Educate Together. He says these results are very encouraging for the future of school choice in the county.
These figures only focus on the opinions of parents who currently have children in religious schools. So they don't input the feelings of people who are already in a multi-denominational school, like Letterkenny Educate Together there, or the opinions of preschool parents who are coming in. 29.1%, just shy of 30% in Donegal. The reality in Donegal at the moment is that of the 171 primary schools in the county, Letterkenny is the only one with a multi-denominational ethos. The reality on the ground is still well, well below that 30% of people's preference to have a multi-denominational education for their children.
Given that this is such a rural county, such a widespread county, there is an Educate Together national school in Letterkenny, hugely successful, but that is of little use to parents who may be in Buncrana or Carndonagh or maybe in Ballyshannon or Bundoran. The reality is, much of Donegal is not in any way facilitated at all.
Yeah, and that's one of the difficulties we're finding now is we want every family in Ireland to have access to an Educate Together school or a multi-denominational school if that's the preference of the type of education they would want for their children. So we don't want to see families disadvantaged by the fact that they don't necessarily live in Dublin or in another large urban centre. It really should be something that everybody has access to. And as you mentioned, I think that the survey results that have come out this week have shown that there is a strong appetite for some degree of change in the system.
Derry Magistrates Court was told today that the trial of 9 men charged in connection with rioting and the shooting of journalist Lyra McKee in 2019 should conclude next week after lasting 2 years. The revelation was made during the appearance of one of the men charged with the murder for breaching his bail by being late for his curfew. Donna Marie Doherty has this report.
Derry Magistrates Court was told 25-year-old Jordan Devine of Bishop Street in Derry breached his curfew by being 10 minutes late. Defence solicitor Paddy McDermott said if the court was in agreement, a re-release on bail was agreed. He said that the trial of all the defendants was expected to conclude next week after being ongoing for the past 2 years. The solicitor said that the police were in agreement that the defendant could be released on bail again. A police officer said these were very serious serious offences related to the shooting of Lyra McKee, but police would be prepared to accept the defendant being re-released on bail. Devine was released on the same conditions to appear at Langenside Court in Belfast on April 13th.
A Donegal TD has accused the government of being detached from reality when it comes to the crisis hitting home heating oil and other fuel. It's after new data by the CSO showed home heating oil has hit its highest prices on record, and petrol and diesel the highest since 2022. Last month, Sinn Féin brought forward legislation to reduce the cost of home heating oil by cutting all excise duty on fuel. The party's finance spokesperson, Deputy Piers Doherty, says the government's recent actions is a dictionary definition of detachment.
You know, if you want to look at a dictionary of detachment, that is it. That's Fianna Fáil, that's Fine Gael, that's the independents who backed them. You know, forcing people out onto the streets to take action because a government simply won't listen to the common sense of what is required. And the common sense of what's required is basically the government have to cut taxes. They have to slash the taxes on carbon, on home heating oil. That's carbon taxes. They have to get rid of it. They have to do the same on green diesel to support our farmers and contractors. And they need to reduce petrol and diesel to the maximum price because people can't take this much longer.
And the government would respond saying that the market forces are at play here and that the unpredictability of the war in the Middle East is what's affecting this really, not themselves. What would you make of a claim like that?
Well, everybody knows that it's the war in the Middle East that's pushing up these prices. But we also know that the government actually benefits the most from this here. The government's taken in more tax now in terms of higher VATs as a result of fuel prices going up. And we know that the government take in 65% of everything you spend for a litre of petrol and a litre of diesel. Like, why is it today that a neighbour of mine sent me prices from Spain? They landed in Spain today and you can buy a litre of diesel for just over 180 there, whereas here it's 215 and 220. It's the same European Union, it's the same European law. And yet the difference is this country tax petrol and diesel, home heating oil and green diesel more than any other country in Europe.
It is 18 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Mark after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports Letterkenny, hosting the official launch of the new Donegal goalkeeper's jersey with a player meet and greet this Thursday the 16th.
It's 5:45 on Highland Radio and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ray, and good evening. We'll start with golf. Rory McIlroy resumes his bid to become the first back-to-back winner of the Masters in over 20 years when he tees off on day two in around an hour's time. McIlroy shared the lead with Sam Burns on 5-under par overnight. Burns is in the early stages of his second round this evening. Shane Lowry is in a promising position heading into day two. He is just out on course from 2-under par. But Tom McKibben looks like he's going to miss the weekend, having slumped to 6-over par towards the end of his round, outside the projected cut mark. In soccer, Finn Harpser in SSC Electricity League First Division action tonight, and will be hoping to build on draws against leaders Cork City and second place Bray Wanderers when they host Cove Ramblers at Finn Park this evening. Former Harps captain Joe Boyle feels that the team will take confidence from last weekend's results.
That 0-0 for me against Cork City was a really, really big result. You know, they defended really well. They didn't have much going forward. I know Tony had a good chance. But, you know, they then matched that up with a really, really hard shift to go down to Bray then and come away. And being disappointed with a 2-2 draw says a lot about the progress of the team this season.
That game starts at 7:45 and we'll have live updates with Dermot Doherty. Meanwhile, Finn Harps have received a significant fine after a projectile was thrown towards a Cork City player in last Friday's game at Finn Park, something the club say they have zero tolerance for, and that anyone found throwing anything onto the pitch will receive a lifetime ban. Elsewhere in the First Division tonight, Cork travel to Treaty United. Kerry are at home to UCD and Wexford take on Athlone Town. In the Premier Division, Derry City, who are without a win in 6 games, face another tough evening as they go to Oriel Park to meet an informed Dundalk. St Patrick's Athletic are at home to defending champion Shamrock Rovers, while unbeaten Bohemians are at home to Sligo Rovers. Shelburne go to Galway United and Waterford take on Drogheda at the RSC. In the English Premier League, relegation rivals West Ham and Wolves face each other in what could prove to be a pivotal clash in the Premier League season. A win for the host at the London Stadium would move them out of the bottom three. Kickoff is at 8:00. Croke Park's stadium director Peter McKenna says he hopes the upcoming friendly friendly between Leeds United and Manchester United will prove their credentials to host a Champions League final. McKenna says it would be fantastic to bring the biggest game in European club football to the home of the GAA. He added that he has no doubt that the FAI and government would support a bid to host the Champions League final. In motorsport, John Armstrong and Shane Burns Rally Croatia is over after running into trouble during the first four stages this morning. In a chaotic start to the fourth WRC event of the season, championship leader Elfyn Evans and Oliver Solberg were both forced to withdraw after big offs. Armstrong and Byrne had been among the standout performers early on, running as high as third after special stage one and staying in the fight despite a puncture on SS2, but the Enniskill and Donegal duo's rally ended on SS4 when they ran wide at high speed and hit a bank. Finnish driver Sami Pajari currently leads Rally Croatia heading into the final stage of today's action. Belgian Thierry Neuville is now second, 6.3 seconds off the pace, with Takamoto Katsura, who has Oma's Aaron Johnson on the notes, is another 4.7 seconds back. Derry's Joshua McAuley has dropped four places and now occupies ninth spot in his Ford Puma Rally 2. In horse racing, it was day two of the Entry Grand National Festival. Here is Dennis Kerwin with a roundup of today's action.
Gavin Cromwell's Will the Wise won the Topham Chase over the Grand National Fences under Connor Stonewalsh at odds of 9-1. 5-1 shot Grey Dunning won the Grade 1 Melling Chase by a neck over the Joseph O'Brien trained Solness, but O'Brien gained compensation when Zeus Power won the 3-mile novice hurdle under JJ Slevin. And the 3-mile novice chase was won by the Willie Mullins trained Gold Dancer, who sadly sustained a fatal injury in doing so. With Paddy Power News for all your Grand National tips, I'm Dennis Kerwin.
In Gaelic Games, the Little Ladies Division 2 League Final takes place in Clonus tomorrow with a 3 o'clock throw-in as Donegal take on Cavan. Donegal captain Roisin Rogers says it'll be a big test against the Breffni County, who won the league fixture between the two teams by 2 points back in February.
It's so nice to have two Ulster teams in it as well, and then for it to be played in Clonus too, it's like it's where a lot of Ulster final games would be held, and it's got like nearly a bit of familiarity about it, so it's nice to kind of have the cups coming home to one Ulster team anyway at least, so it'd be great. And we played them in the league as well, and I think they got that early goal at the start of it, you know, and I suppose we were kind of, you know, chasing our tails a little bit because of that too then, and I suppose at the end of it there was a kick of the ball in it, so Cavan's undefeated for a reason in the league, so it's been great. I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a big challenge for us, and you know, hopefully be able to get the cup at the end of it.
We'll have live commentary from Clonus with Dermot Doherty and Maureen O'Donnell from the 3 o'clock throw-in tomorrow. Also this weekend, the Donegal Hurlers start their Chris Deering Cup campaign when they host Wicklow on Sunday at O'Donnell Park with a 1 o'clock start. Finally for this evening in rugby, Ulster have been handed a boost ahead of tonight's quarter-final clash with La Rochelle in the Challenge Cup. Scrum half Nathan Doak has been passed fit after hurting his ankle in their last 16 victory over the Ospreys. Cian Prendergast will captain Connacht against Montpellier in their quarterfinal tomorrow as the Ireland forward makes his 100th appearance for the province. That's all from the Sports Desk for this evening, but don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game from 7:45. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. Agus Nishan Nucht, Le Conferter.
Shamer Mahat a column ferreter and shot in the priest's guilty. Fi luhur water a glory gale, tackier to Aragadish a cutter foil, the shout was a caher full common. Common luchla scale, and fi his a caher condes to cheer. Marhoids the skim, jauntish, fonduruct, Joseph of a gonaher. Brano jauntish, the hodge, trochas a hain gulay, mealy euro. Clubana, la taku, lener lo curla, hoosage, the changa. Comeilish and Anesti of the Glory Gael, Curran the Clubin and Winu, Machilla, or Foyle, Eg Level Euro a Wine, the Ga, Ya Euro on Jontus, Smarshin, it's Inestu, Cotrum, Le Catris, a Shart, Mille Euro, Erelayed, Leshin Gilig, a Curran Kin, and Globin, a Common Lucla Scale. Jury the Shea Club Jeg, Winu a Oil, the Kodju Low, Taku, the Chile, at the Togol, a Kodj, Pwesti, Trageman, the Gilig. Agus Comeilish and Bronu Jontish fresh and errant white clubbina. La Rangan a Gaelic a rattle the Hini Fuesta, Agus the Fuesti. Agus Jerry La Runt clubbina, Ella Jontis a oil, the Shrai, Emakti social ta a gru to Yaki to Kahajeg club, Clariha, Lishan Onjurut, Itrahas a hain, a conde, heart of the cheer, Elig, Comeil la ni mord conde, emliana. Be a chunskadol, a kuig jeg v, a sturo, a gleaner lechig hennen, ego vartia, the carja, rum, rauch, a garn tohor, conde gara, agus carja, torus, in aher vel firstia, a yana scrudu, erin roll, a ta egin gelige, angelot, agus irat, an fobble, choki ran vartia, o coolri egzula, le folamori, a parcha, comai, o fobble, in a nyaru, Polatu Erin Changu go starul na in a row auris fududa. Tá cuasa sé seaartaine ag táisiir den anna díom padra dóir an seaartan se thugann le béim ar bhí fáin a chástas isiil, bé ag chácura profesisianta a món na rangana gus de gaolalas ag anna níom padra. Agus chuthir túús leis an éach chochla ag anna eislán ranna farste a mara ag má lé maragu a bheits an le béim ar a thuúsal agus a úsaiid le cairlan choú trosscain agus imachtaí a telíí. Bartithe don ócaid gaolalas ag carcail bonc org, agus tá féle chum sithe leacha am le ha féle na hense a ríiste mlíanana le haimetí cultúrthe a raníoachta ceolairlaise ar agus oráile bartithe don jeú seaartaine an cefu leishí agus an séo leishí den bhí seo a deadmh ceidirú ar hé agus sihir an tair ceoltar a comodú agus múnseir den imime Glachlan agus an tenachair a jimmar sé ar ceol tradiisianta ina seoin. Jim Mahodja Eligolier Slanagus Bannacht.
And the weather, wet and windy in most areas this evening as that status yellow warning for wind remains in place in Donegal till 9 o'clock. Continuing wet and windy at first tonight, the rain will clear eastwards overnight with clear spells and scattered showers following in from the west. As the rain clears, the winds will ease too, becoming moderate to fresh, lowest temperatures of 0 to 4 degrees. It will become windy again tomorrow with fresh to strong and gusty south to southwest winds with gales on the coast. A crisp and sunny start in the east will give way to scattered blustery showers spreading from the west. Some of the showers will be heavy with a chance of hail and thunder, and a few could also be wintry over a higher ground. Highest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. A look back at today's main stories. The Taoiseach says fuel protesters are not speaking for the people of Ireland and should stand down their actions across the country. Ministers have been meeting haulage, farming and employer groups this evening, promising increased fuel support, but only if blockades are ended. A number of protesters were denied entry to the meeting earlier. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the government will only engage with legitimate sectoral interest groups. John Dallin is one of the protesters and says demonstrations will continue as their voices aren't being heard. More local Aintu's chair in Donegal says the protests are coming from the people and the government must listen. That's been echoed by 100% Redress Deputy Charles Ward, who called the meetings today little more than a PR stunt. Meanwhile, Fuels for Ireland says it will take up to a week before forecourts are close to operating as normal again, even if protests end today. Blockades remain in place at main depots in Galway and Limerick and the country's only oil refinery in County Cork. The body warns if current conditions continue, there could be up to 500 petrol stations out of stock by tonight. A boil water notice remains in place for the Culdaff water supply and Three Glens water group scheme over 7 weeks after its first introduction. Around 1,300 households and businesses are affected, with Uisce Éireann saying that remedial works are continuing and the water treatment plant and monitoring of the supply is ongoing in consultation with the HSE. The Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District has hit out at what he says is Uisce Éireann's lack of engagement and also the slow progress on rectifying the issue. Councillor Martin McDermott wants Uisce Éireann to come to the area for a meeting. And Educate Together has welcomed the publication of figures by the Minister for Education and Youth following a national survey of parents whose children are in religious-run schools across the country. The survey showed 40% would prefer a multi-denominational primary school, while in Donegal that figure stood at just under 30%. Edward Platt is Schools Development Officer at Educate Together. He says these results are very encouraging for the future of school choice in County Donegal. That is all for the newsroom for now. We'll be back with news in full again at 7 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, April the 10th. The death has taken place of Bridie Coyle, 7, Warrenview Manor, Muff. Bridie's remains will repose at Warrenview Manor, Muff this evening from 7 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday at 10 past 11 for 11:30 funeral mass in Sacred Heart Church, Muff, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on MCN Live. Family time from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Im McLaughlin Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Joan McTeague of 16 Cartron Heights, Sligo, and Gortnamona Glencar Road, Letterkenny. Joan will be waked at 16 Cartron Heights, Sligo, for her friends and carers today from 5 to 7:30 p.m. and at her home in Gortnamona, Glencar Road, Letterkenny tomorrow from 2 to 9 p.m. with rosary at 9 p.m. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 1 p.m. in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, which can be viewed online at churchservices.tv, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if wished, to the Comfort Fund of Joan's former home at 16 Cartron Heights, Sligo, care of Pascal Blake Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Sean McCabe, Ard Nagana, Killy Gordon, formerly of Clun County Leitrim. Reposing at the family home, 30 Corn and Lean, Convoy, tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12 noon for funeral mass in St Mary's Church Convoy at 12:30, followed by cremation in Lakeland Crematorium. Family time on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Tom Nesbitt, 4 Woodlands, Colmore. Everyone welcome at W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, 110 Clooney Road, Eglinton, today from 7 to 9 p.m. Funeral service will take place there tomorrow at 1 p.m, interment afterwards in Ballyowen Cemetery. The death has taken place of Patsy Clinton, 16 Brackengate, Strabane, and Cligan Portsalin, reposing at his home in Cligan Portsalin until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church Mass Mount. Burial afterwards in Mass Mount Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Coronary Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Frank McDade, 40, Ashgrove Park, Strabane, formerly of Castle Derg. Funeral from his home tomorrow morning at 9:30, with Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Melmount at 10 a.m, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.